Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hey. I think we're getting just a little bit of feedback this morning, but that's okay. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to... Okay. Just wait it out.
I think we're getting just a little bit of feedback this morning, but that's okay. Good morning, everybody.
All right. So we'll just go. It's okay. I've closed my other browser, so that should help with the noise. For folks that want to call in this morning, the number is posted on the Lilydale Assembly, Inc. page for this. It is 818-739-8818. Good morning. I haven't done my proper introduction yet. My name is Celeste Elliott. This is Wake Up the Spirit. I am your host. I am here every Thursday morning on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio, talking about different spiritual topics. With me, as always, my special co-host, my coffee, because I couldn't do life without it, and, of course, my other very special co-host, Reverend Joanne Copley-Nigro. It is so nice to have you on, neighbor. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Glad to be here.
So, Joanne, why don't you tell our guests, for those who are tuning in for the very first time, because we have our visual guests on Facebook who might know who you are, most likely, but for those who are out there in the blog talk world, how would you introduce yourself?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, my name is Reverend Joanne Copley-Nigro, and yeah, I guess in simpler ways, people always say I'm the animal person. I'm very proud, honored, and blessed to be the Lilydale Healing Temple chairperson. So I honor that title. So I would say that would be the first thing I would say about myself. Loving animals, that just is there. And you know, a reverend with the Spiritualist Churches in Lilydale. I'm the head pastor president of City Light Spiritualist Church. A secretary chaplain for the fire department, and I call myself a pet chaplain only because I've been doing services for pets during their transition, during healing, etc. And so I think that's it in a nutshell.
Fantastic. So let me ask you a follow-up question that won't be difficult, but is something that we don't often think about. How would you define... you said you're head of the Healing Temple. What goes on there? What is healing?
Healing happens on many different levels. You know, healing has changed a lot in the years since we've had COVID. You know, I took on the position, the successor for Reverend Barbara Stanson, and I had expected something similar to happen. And then, you know, boom, here we had COVID and quickly adapted. We, you know, started an online Zoom, Facebook Live healing service every day, and then on Wednesday nights, and this has been going on well over a year now, and it's been very successful. And so, you know, we've just contacted so many people around the world and touched so many people with spiritual healing. People have said that it's got them through these tough times. And so healing does take a lot of different avenues in life. It's not the immediate. We'd love to have healing to be immediate. But the Spirit allows healing to happen in our lives at different levels, at different times. So we have trust and faith that it'll happen, and those are our well-being and goodness. And healing, of course, I believe all animals are like healing for us, not just our pets,
right.
But today we're going to focus in pretty much on pets, but animals are healing. And I just want to say that, you know, when you're having kind of like a day. If you open your window and you hear the birds, it uplifts you. If you happen to look outside and you're being stressed out and angry at something and you happen to see that first hummingbird at your feeder, oh my goodness, what a difference. Or, you know, seeing the baby geese with their mother walk across Dale Drive. They just have this natural ability, animals, to uplift us and heal us on some level.
Beautiful. Wonderfully put, by the way. I am watching, I had to turn my phone on to watch the Facebook comments, so I am trying to keep track of everybody. But we have a couple people saying hello, and Carol Miller says that she's here with her turtle, Thunder. So greetings to you, Carol, and Thunder. We're so glad that you're both tuning in.
I know Thunder very well. Thunder from our church, and Thunder's attended many church services.
That's right, because City of Light is very pet-friendly.
Yes,
so,
we're the pet-friendly church.
Yeah, which is that's a blessing in and of itself, I have to say, because you can bring your companion with you.
Yes.
So, fantastic. I have to say, you're so right, because animals are such a reminder that we are part of nature, and that's so healing for us. It really brings us back to kind of our soul awareness in so many ways. And you are, you're actually teaching a class here in Lilydale, but it's on Zoom, right? Coming up here.
It's in Lilydale, but I'm Zoom.
Perfect. So.
Yes, this Saturday, I'm doing a class called Pet Healing, Giving and Receiving. And it's Saturday from 10 to noon. And we're going to touch on some different topics on how to provide healing for our pets. And we'll talk about in the show, too, a couple things we can do to heal our pets. Because they spend so much, I'm sure if you have a pet, you realize how healing they are in our lives, especially during this time, during COVID. Every Wednesday night during the healing service, I always say a special prayer for our pets. Because I don't think we would have made it without them. They've been our, trusted friends, teaching us those lessons of unconditional love, patience, devotion, and, interjecting humor. And so,
Absolutely, they have. I have been known to borrow other people's pets because I don't have any of my own. The size of my house does not exactly lend to it. So, when I did have pets, There's nothing like a dog walking into the room and you're having a bad day and it's there to tell you, that's okay. I'm just going to give you unconditional love until you feel fabulous again. So they're so giving.
They feel our emotions, and sometimes it's a good thing. And sometimes it's not so good either. It's also suggest to people to be aware of their pets. During this time, yes, we are all going through, these tumultuous kind of emotions, and, pets pick up on these things. And so sometimes our pets, pick up on our vibrations, and we need to change the vibration and heighten their vibration, allow more positive things to happen in their lives. And, they mirror what we are. We're stressed out and angry. They don't know it's because, the bills need to be paid and we don't have the finances. They don't understand that part, but they know that you're stressed about something. They know something's going on. Yeah. And so they want to help us. And so the only way they know how to do that is, by sometimes, unfortunately, mirroring our emotions and showing us in them that that's the way we are feeling. Those are the things that are going on. And so it's our, responsibility to help process through this negative energy that, we contribute to. Unfortunately, we do contribute to their negative energy. And, they have ways of showing us. Unfortunately, people will have, during this time, have asked me certain things. Their cat has done certain things that they never did before. Their cat is acting differently. It's because we're all, everybody's schedule is so messed up. Everybody's, living under stress and pressure of different sorts now. It's up to us to, simply change our vibration and, the pet will respond. So we do that. We ask our, first of all, I always ask spirit guides, I ask spirit animals always to help me along in life with healing. I believe the animals and spirits, the not companion animals, but the wild animals, are there for our benefit, too. They give you that energy. Their spirit is with us. And so, that's why it's important. People say, do I put the totem animal with the spirit animal? Yes, probably all do. We do have them. And, you know, ask them to assist you in bringing that positive energy to your pet on that level. You know, I always call out St. Francis. St. Francis is a trusted soul to always help with some kind of pet healing. Ask your angels. There's many angels to help with the transition of pets to spirits, many angels to help with healing. You know, ask them to help you. And, you know, just raise the vibration. It can be something very simple. Like if you have an indoor cat, open your windows. Let them hear the birds. Let them feel the warmth, the sunshine. Smell the air to raise the vibration. You'll be surprised. It helps you too.
Absolutely.
Keep them informed of what's going on. You know, tell them I'm leaving for the day for a couple hours. I'll be back. This doesn't mean I'm going for good. You know, if you have to pull out a suitcase because you have to find something, tell them, I'm not going anywhere. Just pulling out the suitcase. So many pets get really upset when you pull the suitcase out.
Yeah.
Or the carrier.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, tell them what you're doing. And, you know, they do understand. It's important that we send those messages from our mind. You know, if you have a picture and tell them. And, you know, I believe they understand. And if you're a pet lover, you know they understand. And, you know, and then maybe just really take them outside and go for a walk. You know, do you to clear your mind in that nature scenario. You know, let the pets walk around and, you know, have them sniff around. You know, so many times we take them for a walk and we're pulling them and hurrying them because we got something to do.
Right.
And let the dog sniff and, you know, enjoy himself and, you know, open his mind and get rid of his negative energy too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Healing to our pets, you know, to observe their behaviors, observe how they feel. Know that we have a part in playing in their healing, and then try to raise the vibration for them. In the meantime, it's a win-win.
Yeah. Anytime we can hold space for our animal friends, it's a wonderful thing. I'm so pleased. It cracks me up, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic when everybody was like, okay, well, we're actually going to be home for a while. This is going to be more than 2 weeks, like we originally thought, right? and it was like, oh, well, this is a good time to get an animal friend into the house. So, you know, that I think that's been a really positive thing that I think people have had the opportunity to connect more. But you're right, we have to think about their social lives. They're not just here for us. We also have to be there for them, their family.
It is true. As a fact, many of the rescue locations have had a decrease in pets because people have been adopting, and that's a wonderful thing. There's another good benefit of the COVID pandemic. You know, that we can able to reach around the world and touch people and make friends and connections with people and feel them in a different way other than physically, and that we've had pets be adopted. So
yeah.
It's two good things. So even when you have lemons, there's lemonade. That's what I always say. You got to make that lemonade out of the lemons.
That's exactly. I say the same thing. That's fantastic. Yeah. Okay. Somebody's telling me my sound is low. I am up all the way. I'm trying. So sorry about that. Also, one of the great things that Facebook has added recently when you share from Zoom is the automatic, I always put in the automatic captions. So hopefully that helps people as well. I don't know about you, but I prefer to watch television with the captions on. So helps me to stay focused when I know what's going on. So, yeah. Anyway, sorry for the digression, but our animal friends, it's so interesting. You talk about sort of opening up their world. And, you know, do you feel as though your animals participate in your spiritual practice? Do you feel that they have their own as well? Like, do they meditate with you? Do they join you when you do your healing?
We live in Lilydale. That is the most hilarious question.
Only in Lilydale would you get that kind of question. It's true.
No, it's because my particular dogs, you know, I was going to mention that, you know, dogs really help with depression. They lower our blood pressure. And I was going to say, only if you have other dogs than my dogs, my blood pressure goes up every time somebody walks by, they bark, and I'm like, you know, it's like, you know, we're just very conscious, my husband and I, of, you know, them barking all the time, and they're partners. I have two keyhounds, if you don't know me, and for some reason, they're alert dogs. You know, they were used in barges in Holland, and that's what they were used for. They're companion dogs, they're loving dogs, but they were used, you know, to alert people. That's, you know, somebody's killing temple, which is just a block away and they got a burp and tell me that somebody's over there, or, you know, someone 6 houses down, they're going to tell me. A car is driving down the street, I got to tell you. No, they don't meditate with me at all. I come upstairs in my own room and I do my meditation. But, you know, we spend time together and we do special little things. We've gotten like new little routines that we do. I do a little bit of pet massage with them to try to help them relax and have that bonding time. And so, like, during this time of COVID, I think people with their pets, you know, they've established like new routines. Yeah. Thank God they're in our lives, though, to help us follow with routines, you know, because, I mean, so many people have said that. Maybe if I wouldn't have gotten up in the morning, if it wasn't for the dog or the cat telling me I'm hungry, pushing the bowl around. So, you know, they've helped us that way during the pandemic of keeping schedules and keeping routines, which are good for us and good for the pets. You know, we've gotten new things that we do. We play, you know, a little bit of tennis ball in the living room. We clear the furniture to one side and play that. So, you know, I mean, people have done different things differently now in their lives, especially with their pets. And so it has become healing and, you know, a source of joy for both the parents of the pets and the pets usually.
Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant. That makes me so happy. So I find it interesting, too, because so many people have started to go into developing kind of I'm trying to control the tech, and I am fumbling over my words, so I apologize for that. But I find it so interesting that, you know, people are starting to understand that our pets have lives, that we are a large part of their life, but we are not the only part. And when you talk about creating those special moments for them, doing special things for them, so that they feel loved and nurtured, I think that's so important. You know, I love watching the pet videos on Facebook whenever I get a chance. Whether it's Unlikely Animal Friends or I love the ones now where people have trained their pets to talk in to humans, like by putting down the mats, you know, where they can press on it with their paw and talk. And I think that's so, you know, you start to get to know them a little better with the not, it's like you've picked a best friend that lives in your house and you can't always communicate with them unless you're really putting in the effort. So,
you know, it's always a give and take. It's always a learning experience with them, you know, too. So it's like we're always learning from each other, even with pets, too, you know. Sometimes they just need space to themselves. They don't want to do whatever you want to do at when you want to do it. So you got to allow them to have that.
Yeah.
I usually say, you know, I'm supposed to be the person in charge here, but it doesn't work that way. I would also like to add, you know, like there are things we can do. So many people have lost pets and spirits, especially during this time. The time of transition seems to be great, not only for people and pets. And, you know, people have mentioned, you know, it's an interesting story. People have said to a friend of mine, you know, how come you feel so sad because you've lost your dog? You're a spiritualist. And I'm like, that makes no sense at all.
No.
Yes, we know that, you know, people and pass on to the world of spirit, but that doesn't lessen our hurt and our longing for their physical presence with us. That never goes away. And so, you know, I enjoy the fact that, you know, we honor and remember our pets and spirit too.
Yeah.
And, you know, the way we do that is, you know, a lot of times they send us messages if we don't contact them.
That's
so especially play a song on the radio, they'll be there and it'll remind you of your pet. My first dog was Jasmine, and the song that I used to associate with her was Summer Breeze. And still, when I hear that song, Summer Breeze by Seals and Croft, you know, the Jasmine going through my mind, I still get all teary. And so every once in a while, you just listen to the radio and it comes on, and, you know, that new Jasmine's there saying hello to you. And so, you know, we have this connection still with spirit, and they come visit us. Some of our pets even see those spirits that come into our home.
Yeah.
And people say, how can we remember our pets? And I want to do a little plug. How's this one?
Please do.
On Wednesday nights, we have the prayer ribbon tree. If you've been to the Healing Temple, you know that we have our prayer ribbon tree, and we've chosen to keep the prayer ribbon tree going all year round, not take it down at the end of the season. And it's proven to be a great benefit for people. It's beautiful to see it during the different seasons. And individuals have been able to donate at Lilydale, going to the Lilydale Assembly webpage, to have ribbon placed for their loved one in memory of or for healing. And then the name of the person is mentioned that Wednesday night.
Yeah.
So I started thinking about that and thought, so many people have pets in spirit, and they were telling me about that. And I said, well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to add pet ribbons. And we have pet ribbons now.
Oh, the little paws. How cute is that?
So if you want to have a ribbon placed on the healing tree in memory of your pet or the Zen Healing, there's a place on the webpage on Lilydale that it could be specifically for your pet, and we'll mention their name. And because they are, you know, our closest friends during this time, and they need healing. They want to be remembered. We want to remember them. And this is a nice little thing that we can do to remember them.
Beautiful. That's... I can't tell you, and I really meant to have a picture of the healing tree, the ribbons on the tree ready for us today, and I totally forgot, but I will post that later today. I really get a kick out of walking by and seeing how that expands, and knowing that, you know, people are being honored with that. So
they survive during the winter too.
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely do.
What are you going to do when there's no room? I said, oh, there's tons of room, because we used to tie the ribbons to each other, so we have tons of room, no problem.
Otherwise, it would be just a very lovely decorated tree, regardless, you know. So, but it's true, because you walk past in the winter sometimes, and it's the only thing with color, you know. So,
it's a great reminder. You know, you walk by and you think about all those individuals that really want that prayer, that recognition, that remembrance. And, it brings us closer to spirits, and I think it's a good thing. Sometimes we need those reminders in our hectic world to take that moment and connect to spirit.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. You know, you mentioned getting signs from your dog Jasmine, which I thought was really kind of perfect. I get questions about that all the time, and I always tell people before I start doing a reading, if our animal friends come in, I consider that to be a very nice bonus. It does happen, you know, and sometimes people will experience, they'll hear their pet's caller, even though they've gone on to spirit, and there's nobody there to make that noise in the physical. They're letting you know they're around, or they'll feel that little bit of weight on the bed, like you were talking about, you know, or you might even like, if your dog, so I had a dash hound that had the most beautiful laugh, and he would, you would hear him almost like he was panting, and you'd look over and his tongue would be halfway out of his mouth. I won't imitate him right now because that wouldn't look very nice on camera, but I'm doofy, but I'm not that, you know, and he'd be like, you know, he'd be chuckling like a cartoon, you know, and it was so cute. And every once in a while I would hear that and I would know, okay, there's my dog, and he's letting me know he's in good spirits over there. No pun intended.
He had a cute name.
I had two. I had Thor, and I had Bob Barker. And he started as Silent Bob, and then about 2 years in, he found his bark, and it was big and deep, and people would hear him around the corner, and they'd be like, oh, she must have a really big dog, and then here he'd come to the door, and it'd be like this little... this little blonde mop, you know, just super cute. So lots of personality with those two. Anytime I'd be doing a healing or doing a reading, they wanted to be really present. You know, just like some humans have that that need to do that kind of metaphysical work, I think some animals do as well.
As you mentioned, healing with pets, this weekend, the workshop, we're going to be talking, it's going to be pretty much about spiritual healing of pets, how to provide spiritual healing. And, you know, there's some basic rules that you might want to know about, too. Like, for instance, it's important that we introduce ourselves to the pet and find out if they want to receive that healing. It's important that they give their permission to do that.
Yeah.
You don't want to force the pet to do something they don't want to do, because that's not productive at all. So you can tell them that, you know, I would like to send you some healing. A lot of people send Reiki to their pets and do something like that. And you want to, you know, get their permission. So, you know, it's good to ask them and then look at their body language. And, you know, it's pretty obvious sometimes the body language. It could be the extreme, which I'm sure we would all know what that would be. Or it could be really subtle body language. It could be that they keep trying to move away from you or start panting heavily or something like that. So you have to be attuned to the animal, whether it be your pet or another pet. And some animals can't take that energy. They can't take all that healing energy. Right. So then what you wouldn't do is ask them if you could send that healing energy from a distance. So you may be sitting on the couch and your pet may be, maybe 3 feet away and ask them, is it okay if I send you this healing energy from here?
Yeah.
And see how you feel. And see if they don't get up and walk away, then you know it's okay. Or, you know, something similar to that. Be perceptive of that. You know, we want to do things that are good for them, but we want their permission.
Exactly.
And, you know, healing, excuse me, is something, you know, that we're not in control of. It never is from us healing. I always say this on Wednesdays, regardless if it's pets or people. We're just the conduit. We're just the vessel that this healing energy flows. And so, you know, we have this intent to send positive healing energy, but really it's God's will for the highest and best of the pet or the person.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people and some pets, they know that they have served their time and they appreciate the healing energy, but they know that their contract here on this earth is almost up. And so, you know, we do our best to send that love. And, you know, that's what we always ask for, the highest and best of the pet, I say, or the person. And that's what that means. You know, we're not forcing the person or the animal to stay here and suffer. We're giving them the highest and best energy to help them transition if that's what they need to do and if it's their time. And so healing does not always mean, oh, they're going to get better and everything's going to be perfect. Sometimes healing is just helping them and being there for them to transition on with that love.
Yeah, I think that's such an important conversation around healing, is that it may be that it, you know, for humans, for animal friends, you know, that can affect on all different levels, you know, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. So that could really help someone to find peace when they're, you know, because we do healing for people who are in hospice, and it doesn't mean that we expect them to be physically whole again and continue on for another 100 years when their soul is ready to transition. It means that, you know, they may find a little more peace before they do. So that's, you know, and of course, same with our animal friends. So,
and, you know, people ask that question too. I've had people say, you know, oh my God, is there something wrong with me because the animals die in my backyard, and, you know, is there something wrong? Is this a sign that something bad's going to happen or whatever? And it's actually quite the opposite. When an animal chooses to pass on in your backyard or near you, you should be honored because they have chosen your area as a blessed area, and they know that you're there with them to help them transition on, to honor them on this earth, honor their spirits, and, you know, help them on that way. So it's actually a beautiful sign. It's not a negative sign, meaning that, you know, there's death following around you or negative energy or someone's getting back to you or something terrible. It's actually a wonderful thing that they chose you. And so be honored, you know, say a prayer for this animal that's out there. And, you know, send them spirit and say that you'll remember them for their beauty and for their place on earth.
I'm so, so glad you brought that up, honestly, because I don't know that I've ever heard that before. And I, for anybody who's experiencing that, the way you explain that has to be very healing for them. So thank you. That's beautiful. To be there for your animal friend, or to have one choose you, and feel safe and, you know, leaving the physical realm is, that's huge. So
it doesn't make it easy. I mean,
of course not. Yeah.
I do that for wild animals that happen to you know, pass on in my presence, in my environment.
Right.
But then, you know, it's the physical body, and then it's like, ooh, I can't deal with that part. So that's when you call your husband or somebody else.
And that's okay. That's okay. We each do what we can.
The same thing with unfortunately, when we pass them by, I always get that terrible feeling, and I just say a prayer for them to send their spirit off, and bless them for their time on earth. And it just hopefully, does something wonderful for them in the, on the other side, and I think it does.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, do you, in your belief system, I'm not asking you in, for spiritualism in general, I'm not asking, but do you believe that sometimes our animal friends pick us to live our lives with?
I do believe so. I do. I think, they choose us, and it's because we have lessons. I believe all of us are in large soul groups, and I think the animals are part of the soul groups, too. And they do choose us to learn those lessons. Some individuals will, acquire a pet, adopt a pet, and the pet has certain medical conditions that they have to deal with. And, maybe there's a lesson to be learned in that. Or the pet has some emotional issues, and it's reminding us to look at something and to learn something. So I believe so. I do believe that.
Yeah. I also think sometimes that, and I don't know about you, I want to phrase this in the form of a question in some ways. I sometimes feel like when you have a new animal companion that comes in, on the spirit side of life, you have former companions that kind of help direct, like, pick Joanne because she's really awesome. She'll take you to the park on Sundays, and you'll get doggy ice cream in the summer. And
well, I'm sure they share that. They get human food a lot among all the spirit dogs that we've had. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I do communicate with one another, and there is that. And, that's something else I'd like to add, because people sometimes have that question. They feel their pet will pass and time goes on. And, grieving is different for so many different people.
Absolutely.
It's something that this loss never really kind of goes away. You always feel sorry for your loss in your life of that person. But when you choose to have another person added into your family, and I call them persons.
Yeah, absolutely.
From your family, they're just another person added to the family. It's not that they're taking the place of another pet. No pet ever takes the place of another pet. It's just another addition to the family. And so I think sometimes the pets and spirits, sometimes they play jokes on us too. They'll take some of those naughty personality traits that they had, the ones in spirits, and they'll whisper in their ears, I think, of the pets here.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll say stuff like, oh, did you know that the pet that you have now, like, oh my goodness, the one we thought before it was bad, this one is like much worse. we're all here and we laugh at that, because it's like you love them for all their little idiosyncrasies, all their behaviors, and I try to always remember to have patience and understand that there's something I need to learn from this all.
Yeah. Oh, that's very important. I mean, we're all just kind of figuring it out. We're all, the level of sentience with our animal friends. That makes, if we think about it in those terms, that they are as sentient as any human is, then I think that makes a big difference in the connection. So tell me about your class on Saturday. What is it? I know we mentioned that it's about our animal friends. And what are you going to be kind of covering with that?
We're going to be talking about pets, spiritual healing, giving and receiving. And so I think I talked about a few of the things, but we're going to talk about specifically how to do spiritual healing on a pet, because this is something that we do in Lilydale at the Healing Temple. We've done that when we had our Healing Temple open, spiritual healing, and in the future, I should have, this is another little plug, we're going to have next to the Healing Temple a gazebo. City Light Spiritual Church has donated a gazebo to the pet healing area that we take care of, and it'll be used for pet healing in the future, so who knows, there'll be a lot more of this. So this workshop is to have people think in their right direction of how we can offer spiritual healing to pets. Many healers know about how to do healing on people. They've gone through a lot of spiritual courses, and really it's no different for pets than people. We're going to talk about how we can heal pets. I say heal in quotations, provide spiritual healing, be the conduit of spiritual healing. I don't want anyone to ever think that we are the healers, that we are going to heal kill the pet or the person because it doesn't work that way. And God, I wish that would work that way, but it doesn't.
if it was supposed to, it
would. Spiritual healing energy, the high vibration, the love. We're going to learn about how to do that with a pet. Talk about the different chakra areas. Because pets have the same chakras as we do. They even have a couple extra ones. They have ones on their pads of their paws. They have ones on their ears. They have like a little one above their nose. And so they have more chakras than we do. And so how to send healing in those areas. Mm-hmm. And how to work in a pet aura. You don't have to touch the pet. We've heard at the Healing Temple that some people don't like to be touched. They like you to work in their aura. Mm-hmm. And you can do that with pets also. So we'll be talking some of those specific things. And of course, we'll talk about how pets are healing for us. Talk about, let's see, let me think about what else we're talking about. I think that's pretty much, in our role, to be open, to be the conduit of healing, and to ask the pets how they feel. And also, when you're doing healing for someone else's pet, to talk to the person and make sure you're telling them that this is not a substitute for veterinary care,
right,
or any kind of medical intervention. So I always try to add that in, that any kind of healing we do anywhere, whether it be on Wednesday night, whether it be at the Healing Temple, whether we do it for people or pets or situations, that this is not a substitute for intervention of professionals. And so, we work together. Everything complements one another. And so, yes, if you want to use crystals in your room,
right,
if you want to put a rose quartz in there to help with the loving energy, or a clear quartz crystal to help amplify the energy, that's wonderful. If your pet is very anxious and you want to use a box flower remedy, we'll be talking a little bit of that. There's Rescue Remedy, which you can buy at Walmart over the counter. It does nothing medically for a pet. It doesn't induce any kind of problem or interaction with anything else. There's different things that you can use as complementary healing techniques. So I wanted to add that. So I will talk a couple different simple things that we can do to add to our healing for our pets using those modalities.
Brilliant. Very nice. And for those of you who are interested in the class and your Thursday night development circle that you have online with Marianne Steiner, and the two of you will be on, I think, next month on the show talking about that as well.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. It has really grown. We have our development circle every first and third Thursday. Yeah.
Perfect.
7 o'clock p.m. and it's become very popular. A group of people have been consistent members of the circle, which is that's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because we learn a little bit about spiritualism. We learn a little bit about a topic of the evening. It changes every week. I should say every week, but it's the two times during the month.
Right.
Where it changes. And so, maybe you don't have to sign up for all of them. So if something sounds interesting, like, messages of the trees sound interesting to you, then you sign up for that one. If, healing with loss and grief sounds something you want, you can sign up for this. So, it's like a menu. It's a Chinese menu. You can pick what you want.
And dim sum. sorry, bad puns. That's all I got. So if anybody wants to check these classes out or any of the classes offered by Lilydale Assembly, you can go to lilydaleassembly.org under Learn and check that out. So Joanne's class, of course, is this weekend. And then in addition to that, we have, and I had this pulled up before, but then I had to close out my browser, so sorry about that. So tell me, Joanne, while this is pulling up, do you know yet if the Healing Temple is going to be live and in person this summer?
From my knowledge of the way I know to this day, we have chosen to have the Healing Temple open for meditation every day, so people go in there and do their meditation. But to have a in-person healing service at the Healing Temple, no, I personally don't feel it's the time. I feel like we should wait until next year. That's my opinion. Of course, it's the Lilydale Assembly's opinion of how this will go. But I think they've been very supportive of that. There's just so many iffy questions out there. And, it's been very successful having the online Zoom, Facebook Live, healing stream every day. We've been doing that every day during the summer season. And so people have really enjoyed it and tuned in every single day. And so that's how we'll be providing spiritual healing. And I believe when the time comes and we do open up the Healing Temple, I think we're going to continue to have the Healing Temple operating and still the interaction on Zoom in the sense of, you know, people could watch it. And so, you know, that's another good thing that's going to happen. So people who can't come here to Lilydale can still see it also, and there'll be a way. And, you know, the healing service is going to be different. Like most things in our lives, it's just a new normal. There'll be new normals. And I know there'll be people that speak about how we used to do it, but sometimes you have to do things differently. And, you know, sometimes it ends up better. And so, you know, the question, in a nutshell, no, I don't feel that it should be open, the Healing Temple, this year. There's just too many questions that are unanswered. Because the people who come to the Healing Temple, let's think about it. It's the elderly, it's people who are ill, mm-hmm. it's children, it's disabled people, mm-hmm. You know, vulnerable people. And I would never want to subject anyone to any possibility of any problems. And, you know, we remember how the Healing Temple used to be. People would be jammed in there.
Oh, yes.
And they're up shoulder to shoulder. And, you know, I don't think we're ready for that yet.
Right.
And but it's just not the time yet for that.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll have patience. We have patience for another year. I believe 2022 is going to be the most marvelous year. It's going to be the biggest party for everybody in the whole world, it seems like. In the meantime, we're all doing our parts. Mm-hmm. We're all sending healing. We're all being, close companions to one another and supportive of one another and certainly sending healing to one another, people, pets, places, situations.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, and that's a key thing to also keep in mind is we also have to worry about state regulations and, you know, how many people are allowed in a space and what you have to do in order to not only maintain the energy of sacred space, which is something that, you know, as the mediums we've been talking about with our readings also. For instance, I'm still only allowed to have one person if I do an in-person because of the size of my room. And 6 feet of distance and plexiglass and masks. And, you know, we have to still abide by that, you know, in order to keep everybody safe.
So, it's a wonderful thing that Lilydale can have services because so many of our services are outdoors and, you know, large services can be outdoors in space and we're out in the fresh, clean air. So those things are still, you know, possible in Lilydale. And that's, you know, people need to know that that's still available here in Lilydale. We're going to be open in an adapted version and, you know, those services are still available. But the Healing Temple is just too close of a confine to be safe.
Yeah, but I have to say going online has been a very big service to the spiritual community at large because it really helps people to feel connected. If they're not able to travel for any variety of reasons, thank you for offering that, and particularly every day. In the summer, that is a that is no small feat, you know. So, okay. So
I want to offer my thanks.
I did not realize we were that close on time. So, apparently, this one was scheduled for 45 minutes by accident instead of an hour. But I will say we'll let it count down and we'll just keep going. So. All good. Okay. All right.
I wanted to say thank you to all the healers that serve, during our Wednesday night service. They've been devoted and they're beautiful people. We've joined this. I want to say thank you to them always. The services would not even be possible if it wasn't for all the healers that help. And, you know, some of the healers that you see that are on our screen on Wednesday nights, there's a lot of healers probably in their homes. They're joining in to sending the healing energy. And I always tell the people watching, they are just as important because they're joining that energy with us and sending the healing energy. And so, you know, when you pray alone, it's a beautiful thing. But when you pray in number with one intention, it becomes more powerful. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. I'm going to let the clock run down because they're going to tell us we've got 20 seconds now. So, when that ends, we do have one caller on the line who I assume has a question about healing, animal healing. So we'll tune in to that. And also, for those of you online, we have a few minutes left. So if you would like to call in, the number here is 818-739-8818. And that is for all the Lilydale Blog Talk shows. I'm not the only one. So I'm here every Thursday morning, of course, for Wake Up the Spirit. On Fridays, we have Angie Apt, and she is now at noon with Spiritual Conversations, Angie and Friends. And then Mondays, we have Medium Mondays with Sharon Hill at noon. Tuesdays, we have Embracing Your Essence with Colleen Vanderzijden, and she's on at 8 p.m. And Wednesdays with Willa at 10 a.m. On Wednesdays, of course. So, okay, so we'll go ahead and take our caller here. Good morning, caller. How are you today?
Hi, thanks. I'm fine, thank you. I had a question regarding my dog.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone can pick up on her and what might be going on. She's had, I can't figure out, somebody's been coming in or something's been coming in and hurting her, like putting poison on her, and I can't find it, and I can't, I'm hoping maybe someone can pick up on what's happening to her.
What makes you think that someone's putting poison on her?
Because I've seen it. The white powdered poison that they put down for cockroaches. I've seen them shave her fur down to her skin and rub it in. I've seen the results of it. I even had a vet look at it. He verified it, but I can't figure out how they're getting in and then who's doing it and what to do for her.
I guess what I would do is certainly supervise wherever she goes. I'm assuming you let her out.
Okay, it's during the night. During the night, she's with me all the time. She's my service dog. So if you can't, I would hope
the place where you thought this was happening. So maybe I would ask you to be more aware and perceptive of where she goes, and not just let her go on her own. Because sometimes things we think are intentional are not, and they're accidental. So
did you hear
you want to be more cautious in knowing where she goes.
Did you hear me? She is with me all the time. It is during the night when I'm sleeping. Someone is coming in. She's my service dog. I am never without her.
Okay.
Okay. So you have the pup sleeping in the room with you?
In my bed.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, I have to say... I'm at a little bit of a loss to be perfectly honest with you, because I'm so sorry for your situation.
Yes.
I wish I had
from a scientific point of view, not a spiritual point of view. If you really felt that somebody is coming into your room in the evening, you may want to think about setting up a cam of some kind, a motion sensor or something to record what's happening if this is indeed happening. Something not just asking spirit to help you, which of course they always are there to help us, but actually using a practical physical method of recording what's happening. If you really believe this, the vet says this is happening.
Right.
Something to record who it is or what's happening or what's going on. And so that would be my best suggestion.
I was kind of thinking the same thing, to be honest with you.
What's your pet's name?
The caller has actually dropped off the line.
Okay. I was going to say we keep that pet in our prayers.
Yeah.
So we'll offer our prayers that gets resolved and send our blessings and healing. That will be resolved, that issue, for the individual and her pet.
Yeah, absolutely. That's, we take our guardianship of our loved ones, and particularly, an animal who is a service animal and you know, working really hard to kind of help us as well. We take that very seriously. So, you know, we never want to hear of a situation in which an animal is put in harm's way. That's, you know, that's a terrible thing. So send lots and lots of love and healing to the situation at large, as well as the individuals. So, okay. All right. Before we close close the episode, Joanne, is there anything else? You usually do a blessing of the pets every year. Is that?
We're going to have this summer the annual. I think it's the I don't know what annual. Maybe the 16th annual.
Yeah.
No, maybe 12th annual. Some annual. the Lilydale Pet Cemetery. So this year it'll be on Zoom probably again.
Uh-huh.
You never know though as time goes on because it's not until I believe August and a lot of things can happen before August. So we may have ceremony and outdoors because it'll be outdoors, but it'll still be on Zoom also. So we'll do that. We do that every year, the annual pet remembrance at the Lilydale Pet Cemetery. And yes, the blessing of the animals is always on the Saturday, either before St. Francis. So it's usually around October 4th, around that time, and we do the blessing of the animals. Last year we did it on Zoom. Who knows what's going to happen by October. So we kind of just take it, day by day. But yes, those services will still be available one way or another because we never forget our pets. They're with us always, and we love them, and we remember them, and we send our healing to them always, whether it be in person, on Zoom. It's all energy, and it all goes out positively for them.
Fantastic. Okay. So we will tell people to keep that in mind, to look out for it. And, of course, that will be on the calendar for LilydaleAssembly.org. So do go and check all of our the classes this year for Lilydale. Will be some of them will be in person. Some of them will be a hybrid of online and in person, and some of them will just be online. So do kind of check out what the location is, because if it says online, then you got a Zoom ticket and no need to show up in person. But for those of you who want to come in person, we will have outdoor services, and we will have, of course, some of our classes in person as well. So I was going to say services and classes because we do have the 2:30 service in the auditorium every day. So socially distanced. We're fortunate that we could, under normal circumstances, fit almost 1,000 people in that building. So with COVID, we could just kind of stretch out. So that's been good. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much. The door is fun to come here and talk to you about pets or whatever we talk about. Many blessings to you
and
all your pets and spirits and all those pets that are waiting to come into your life in the future.
Yeah, I'm excited. So, okay. Well, thank you so much and have a wonderful day. And do tell your doggies that that I said hello. So,
okay. Thank you so much. And thank you, everyone.
Absolutely. Okay. And until next time, everybody, I am wishing you a good day and good vibes. And we're clear.
Wouldn't you know, the one person to call, right?